on how many of you have heard the word or the term effectual call. Okay, that's good. Effectual is so important for us to understand. There is a general calling of God to repent. Okay, this is called the general call. We go to every single creature. It's called the external call or the general duty of every single pastor and the Christian to invite people to Christ. Meaning, Isaiah, I'm going to give you some scriptures on the general call. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22. And be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God. No. Isaiah 45, 22. And Mark chapter 6 says, go into all the world and preach the news to all creation. And Jesus cried out on John chapter 7, verse 37 to 38, if he is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has, will flow within him. This is the sincere, general God to all men. But, as I said, because they are dead in their natures, man rejects the universal of the gospel ringing in their ears daily. But they still... Now, what is the effectual call? Effectual call has an effect. That means when God, by His power of the Holy Spirit, and some people hear the gospel, then when they respond to the gospel, many are called, but few are chosen. There are few people who will come to Christ. All men have faith. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 3, verse 1 says, when we could no longer enter, Second Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 1 says, finally, brethren, strictly, the prostitutes, thieves, tax collectors, sinners, do they have a lot of, no, absolutely not. But it saved them first, then they come to him. Alright? And so, if God chose certain individuals in eternity past to sin, they were lost and they were dead in sins, but themselves, and they were spiritually dead. Jesus came on a mission. What does 10 says that for the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Matthew chapter 1 verse 21 says, from sins. Matthew 22 verse 14 says, many are invited, chosen. So the general call is for everybody, but only few. 8:28 says, for we know that in all things God works for the good of being called, that's the effectual call, according to His purpose. As faith, God has called you into His fellowship with His Son. So, call has the meaning of a summons. You know what is a summons is? When you get from the court, summon you. You cannot refuse. That's the meaning. God is going to summon you. That it is a command by the authority. Sovereign God of the universe has commanded you to come forth, and we will see some examples, okay? Lazarus, you know the story, he was dead for 4 days. And Jesus told Martha, right? There's a bad odor, 4 days, he's dead. Maybe the worms are eating his body, but Jesus cried out with a loud voice. Lazarus said, oh no, I'd like to stay here. I'll make my decision tomorrow. No, Lazarus, in voice, Lazarus could not resist the command of the raised to life. That is an effectual call. There's an effect. The sinner, Son of Man calls. He is risen from the dead. Ephesians 2:1 says things. Let's take another example. Apostle Paul, 1 verse 15 says, "But when it pleased God who separated me from Christ." But Paul was a sinner. He was chosen in the earth. He was a sinner. He was an enemy of God. Did he obey God? No. He was hunting like a lion, like to devour. His heart was against Christ. All his energy he used to persecute them. But one day, there was an effectual call from heaven. There was a summons. That is impossible for a man like that to come to Christ. He did not come. It was a summons that God gave. And when Paul heard the Lord Jesus Christ, he was helpless. He had to just bow down. That's an effectual call. The same energy that he persecuted the church to adore the Lord, same energy he used to nurture. That's what he did. That happens only by God's power. This is the effectual call. Let me tell you something. Let's see, there are some people, you go and preach the gospel. In that group, there's a farmer, very poor person, and just a regular person. It's the poor man who will respond. But the smart, intelligent man summons people according to what he will choose. For the Lord, not your neighbor who is more intelligent and more educated than you. Because God is the one who summoned. Another example, what do you see? The story of Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19, where Jesus entered Jericho. Thus was a chief tax collector. You know how tax people's money. Zacchaeus was very wealthy. He was a stingy, a thief. And here, when Jesus was coming, Jericho, Zacchaeus was kind of curious to. But Zacchaeus, everybody knows, he was a short man. So he cannot see Jesus. So what did he do? He climbed a tree. And so hide away. He climbed a tree. He saw, oh, I got a good spot. Now I can see Jesus. And nobody can see me. Under the tree. And called Zacchaeus. Today, I'm going to have dinner with the Son of God. And what did Zacchaeus do? He took all his money and he. That is a change in the nature. Only God can do that. What about the book of Joshua? But suddenly God told Abraham to leave your country, show you. Did Abraham say, well, you know what? I don't want to go because I see exactly where I'm going. I want to make sure I have a house. I have to make sure there are no thieves. I want all these things. No. It was an effectual call that he could. Now, we are going to come into regeneration. Anybody know?